Author and Cinext advocate Eileen Delahanty-Perks will be speaking at the Capitol Theater in Nelson tomorrow, November 14th. Her show, titled Two Worlds, One Heart, will feature a discussion of the complex indigenous history of the Columbia River region and the Cinext people. Delahanty-Perks has written several books about the region, including The Geography of Memory, which details the history of the Cinext. The research of Delahanty-Perks in the 1990s helped prove that the Cinext people did in fact have ancestral ties to the Columbia River region in Canada.
I was scurrying around just asking a few questions, and I got some very strange answers that, you know, the Cinext had only passed through, that there were no indigenous people really ever here because the snow was too deep in the winter, and there were all these reasons, and that just didn't sound right to me. I kept digging around, and I found a reference to a report that the government had issued in the 1980s, and I actually had to mail order that report from a government office down in British Columbia's capital. And it came to me by post from a library down there, and I walked out, I looked at the mountains, and I thought, okay, everything looks completely different now.
Delahanty-Perks continues to be an ally for the Cinext. While she is pleased the Cinext have seen their rights to the land restored following the 2021 Des Satelles case, she says the government still owes the Cinext an apology.
I think we have a ways to go on the government side. We've had almost an absence of leadership on the BC government, and a little more leadership that I can see from the federal government, but not really, because they haven't made that critical step of apologizing, which they should do in the cultural reconciliation process.
Delahanty-Perks also explained why she titled her show Two Worlds, One Heart.
It's very important for them to have their own voice, that we support that voice, but that we can have a voice too in support of that voice. We don't have to remain mute. So that's the two-world perspective. The one heart is a reference really to how my heart has been changed in my work with them, and also what I see as our future possibilities in the culture for us to work together and find common ground in that one heart, which is the love of the land and the caring for the land and all of its creatures.
Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onschuk, KCR News.